How's it going, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Here we go again, another day. I have had a wonderful past several days. I have taken on the stock market and created a new stream of income. Spent a long time, I know I mentioned it before, about day trading and things like that. And I'm not just day trading, I'm trading options and swing trading, and I'm getting into it, really learning the stuff. And did a lot in a simulator for a while, and I'm doing some live trading now. Yesterday was a very good day. I did almost, not quite, almost $1,000 in profits yesterday. That's pretty sweet. I like that a lot. I can live with those results. That's the kind of stuff I like right there. But I have a lot to learn. I don't think you ever really stop learning that. It's something that changes a lot. And, you know, one of the biggest things I've learned is most people are just full of shit. I joined several trading groups and stuff looking for people to learn from, because I'm like that. If you've known me for any length of time, you know, I am a learner. Like, I seek out opportunities to learn new things and to get better in some way, shape, or form. That's, if you were to ever say, what's Chris's hobby? I like to learn things. I like to get better at stuff. I'm getting better at math here recently. Like, I like to get better at things. But I joined these groups, man, and it's pretty amazing how absolutely anything can be filled with wannabes. And I know that's very brave of me to say as someone who's getting started. Do you remember the whole GameStop BS, where everybody drove GameStop stock prices way, way up through the roof, and then all this Wall Street Bets crap that you keep seeing on the news or whatever? Man, those guys are fucking retarded. Just, man, like, you don't have to know a lot about it. You just go listen to them talk, and you're like, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You got on Twitter and read some bullshit from some dumbass YouTuber, and you just bought right into it, drank the fucking Kool-Aid, and now you've got all your money tied up in something stupid as fuck. And sure enough, you're a big Trump hater because it's his fault you're fucking broke. And I mean, you just look at that and you think, God damn, I hope nobody takes these guys serious. Jesus Christ. But all that aside, I have learned a lot. About one in every 500,000 posts on Reddit is worth fucking reading, you know, because that's the trashiest place on the internet next to Twitter. But I got to say, it is quite the experience learning it. It's quite the experience growing and getting better and not being afraid of certain things. I say that lightly because my fucking heater just turned on. I live in Florida and I need a heater. It does get cold here, believe it or not. But I'm not afraid of anything. I fear nothing. If you've known me for any length of time, you know that about me. Fear is not something I do. I've been through worse, you know. But feeling more comfortable with things. I don't see gambling when I look at these things. I know more about it than that, you know. Things like margin and using leverage, you know, which is basically borrowing money to buy stock. But it's not, that sounds so crazy, but it's not. It's really not. It's a useful tool and used responsibly. It's a good thing, just like a credit card, you know. And, you know, when you don't abuse it, it doesn't abuse you back. You know what I'm saying? You'll get out whatever you put in. But it's a pretty cool experience. It's pretty interesting to learn really how it's done. And I'm going to tell you something. You want to know the main thing I've learned? Like, the very absolute main thing I've learned? I can tell you right now why some people have loads of money and other people will fucking absolutely never have anything. I have discovered why that is. And it is staggering. I mean, it is staggering, and there's no disputing it, man. I mean, I'm reading over all this information, and I'm learning about this stuff, and I'm like, there's absolutely no denying it. This is why. Emotional fucking intelligence. Excuse me. Emotional intelligence. That's what it is. It's people who look at money and they don't know what to do. So they just react. If you go and start learning, you don't have to learn to be a day trader because you got a lot of rules you have to follow. You can't just go and day trade. Like, you can't do that. You're allowed 4 round trips in a 5-day business period. And if you break that rule, your account is flagged as you're a day trader and you have to carry a balance of at least $25,000. You know, and I'm sure a lot of people can do that, but not everybody can. So the point is you don't want to just go day trade. But you could be an active trader. You know, a round trip or a day trade, they're the same thing. A day trade is a nickname for a round trip. A round trip is when you buy to open and sell to close in the same day. Or you sell to open and buy to close, which is when you short a stock. But basically it means you bought the stock today and you sell the stock today. That is a day trade or a round trip. But when you become an active trader in any shape or form, to get back on topic, the very first thing you will learn, if you are emotional, if you react, if you cannot control your emotions, if everything is a fiery, passionate, heated, like if you're one of those people, if you get worked up at all over anything, do not day trade because you're going to lose your money. Then you zoom out and you look at swing trading, which is where you could be in a trade for 2 weeks or a month. You know, it's usually no longer than about a week or two, but you look at that and you go, people overreact. They see that the stock went down for some reason and they don't know that people take profit. They don't realize that it's not a crash. It's not a crash. They read the news and everything's soaring or it crashed back down, and that's emotional bullshit, and you will lose your money if that's the way you see. If that's what you see when you look at that, you will lose every single dime you have in that market. That's the first thing you learn. The number one trait of a profitable stock market trader is emotional intelligence. They can see it pull back, they can see it go down, and it doesn't shake them. They see it going through the fucking roof. You'll see that with that Wall Street Bets bullshit. They see something go parabolic. Parabolic just means it goes straight up. It's not like it's going up like in a curved manner. You can see it trending upward. Parabolic means straight the fuck up. One straight line straight up. If you're reading a candle chart, and you should be, it's one candle straight up. That's parabolic. They see that. And immediately their emotions take over and they go from Bernie Sanders, fucking I hate rich people, fuck those guys, pass a law that says you're not allowed to make that much money. And then all of a sudden, every fucking dime they got goes into some bullshit, not knowing what they're doing. And then they end up buying a stock that's worth $3 a share tops. They pay $46 a share for it. And then it falls back down to $3 because greed and emotions and hatefulness and trash took over and they lost all their money. That's what happens. And then that stock will never go back to that level ever again. That's what happens. People do these things. People get a case of the I wants. They want that new car. They got to have all that new shit. You know what I mean? They got to buy new stuff. They got to have that new iPhone. They got to buy that new game. They got to buy that new this. And they just blow all their fucking money. And then they're looking around broke and they're complaining like somebody else did it. Their emotions took over. Emotional intelligence. That's what I learned about it. It is such a fascinating thing but probably not what you think when you hear me say that. What's fascinating is how easy it is to free yourself from financial burdens in average everyday life. It's pretty incredible. Now, you should never blindly follow anyone into the stock market. And that's the reason I say that GameStop bullshit. Everybody watching their favorite gamer on Twitch go and trade GameStop in a straight. These motherfuckers are trying to get views. Cryptocurrency is ass coin. That's what it is. It's ass coin. It's not decentralized. It's not deregulated. That fucking shit is turned into the IRS just like everything else. It's all fucking bullshit. It is meaningless. It holds no value at all. Oh, well, blockchain technology. It ain't worth a fuck. None of it is. And no real investor takes that shit seriously, I'm going to tell you right now. If it's trending on fucking Twitter, nobody takes it seriously. I promise. But it's fascinating how easily you can rid yourself of some of the common everyday problems. I'm not talking about making $90,000 a day and not every day is a $1,000 day. You know, like who knows when the next time I'll have a $1,000 day is. But if ever, who knows, you know, but it's pretty wild. You can do it. You look at this and you see how possible it is if you can just control your emotions. If you can sit back and observe, not react, observe. Take notes, be honest with yourself, you know. It's pretty incredible. It really is. There's so much opportunity in this world. I've always said that. I have a hardcore approach, but life can be very hardcore. I'm hardcore back, you know. I'm a pretty positive guy. I believe we can do it. I think the only thing slowing you down is emotional intelligence. You're conditioned by people around you to react the way that they would react because it's your environment. You know, it's what's normal and it's what's comfortable and it's what people do. It's not wrong. But it's not effective either, you know. I really think that every single person should start learning about how trading is done. Now, you're going to find that life's not fair. And this is for the 0.00001% chance that there's a little pussy snowflake listening to my show right now. If you're a weak little bitch who gets jealous and upset because somebody else did better than you, you will never make money in the stock market. Do not try. There's absolutely no chance at all that you can mentally handle doing that. Don't fucking do it. Now go to a broker and let the broker manage your account. Hey, that's fucking great. Like, get it took out of your check. Have them take it straight out of your check, right in that account. You never see that money. You never get to touch that money. It just goes straight in there and they do it for you. That's the best thing for you to do. Never do it yourself. You're not emotionally strong enough. It will break you down. You can't do it. I promise. There's no chance of you even learning to do it. Don't fucking do it. Let a professional do it. And you don't really necessarily want a financial advisor. You want a fiduciary, and that's different. And some people may pronounce that differently also. They are flat rate. That's what you should do. So there's some value. I'm not just going to kick you in the stomach and tell you you're a pussy. I'm going to tell you what you should do that's best for you, and that's to find a real professional, not someone who works on a commission. That's your financial advisor. You know, the family financial advisor, they try to sell you shit sometimes, but a flat rate fiduciary is different, and they're more apt to do what's in your best interest. So there you go. But I think that people should learn it, and you'll find, like I say, life's not fair. Some people are going to be great at it, and that's very few people, and others won't. And it has nothing to do with privilege and fucking retarded ass shit on selfie apps full of trash. It's not trash's platform. That's the real shit. You're going to be playing in the same ball field as the billionaires. That's the ball field they play on. Who knows who their broker is? You know what I'm saying? You could be with the same broker at everything, and you're up against the titans of the world. That ain't fucking Instagram. You know what I'm saying? If you think you're going to stick it to the man with your Twitter bullshit, you've got another thing coming, let me tell you. But it's amazing the opportunity that's there. It's amazing how the education for that stuff is free. That's what's wild. That's what's so crazy to me, is that the education for that stuff is free. You hear people make the excuses of, oh, only certain people get to that. They were born with a silver spoon. Only certain people. That's just not valid. The education for this material is free. I have never paid a dime. I've bought some books because I wanted them. But the majority, 99% of what I've learned, I learned for free. Learned it for free. My broker's TD Ameritrade, and their education center is absolutely phenomenal, and it's free. Everything's in there. How to do everything is in there. Stuff you've never heard of is in there. There's so many opportunities, you know. We live in an amazing place, and it is very simple for people who don't believe that to make it look like it's not an amazing place. But man, think about it this way. People look at that, and if you look at the stock market, you're like, oh, that's gambling. It's because you don't know anything about it. I'm not saying that to be mean. I know I can be very hardcore and harsh. I'm not saying that to be mean at all. The reason, bluntly, is you don't know anything about the stock market. I'm going to take a drink of coffee. If you knew anything about it at all, you would not think it's gambling. Let me tell you what's gambling. Gambling is reading a fucking stupid bullshit selfie app post from some 36-year-old pot smoker with his hat on backwards who lets the government feed his kids because he's a fucking retarded little bitch that's never going to be anything but a fucking retarded little bitch. You know, he's that guy you broke up with because his lazy, sorry, loser, dickhead fucking ass can't pay child support. You know, you don't want to work at a gas station for the rest of your life, so you told him to go fuck himself. That guy. When you read his little Trump hater pussy tweets, you know, where he's losing his mind and having his period on the fucking internet because his mom doesn't want to hear it, and he mentions GameStop or some other bullshit, and then you just go and blindly throw all your money at that, you're gambling. You're putting your money in a slot machine, pulling the lever, and hoping for the fucking best. That's what you're doing. That is gambling. When you learn how it works, when you understand that there are things put in place for you, these opportunities are created for you. They didn't build the stock market for you to not fucking use it. Okay? It's there for you. And they don't charge you for it. Some brokers charge commission. There's too many brokers who don't charge commission. Don't waste your fucking time. TD Ameritrade's great. I recommend them. But there's, you know, trading options. Options is very risky. If you don't know what you're doing, do not trade options. You need to put some real time into learning how options work. Fuck Robinhood. If you start a Robinhood account, you are not a real investor. You're a fucking wannabe. You've downloaded another app on your phone for you to play with when you're bored. That's bullshit. Do not fucking use Robinhood. That's a joke. That's just more, you're an Instagram influencer, private jet, Bugatti, millionaire, fucking crypto. You're full of shit. Don't use fucking Robinhood. Use a real broker. Not a cell phone game. A real broker. But you see that options are there. And futures are there. And Forex is there. Forex is a huge market. It's foreign exchange. you travel to another country and you need to exchange USD for their money, or, you know, your money for USD because you're traveling here to the States, you know, that's Forex. That's what that is. And there's a lot of money to be made there. One of the billionaires of the world, I believe his name's George Soros, made $1 billion in one day because he shorted the... You know what? Go look it up. George Soros. I'm going to let... Because I don't fucking know for sure. You go look it up yourself. That's the best way to do it. But there's just so many opportunities, and they're there for you. There's bullshit out there. Robinhood's bullshit. You know, Reddit's bullshit. Twitter's bullshit. Facebook's... You can find all kinds of bullshit if you look hard enough. But, I mean, there's never going to not be bullshit. But there's so much awesome stuff out here, man. There's so many tools. You've got so many tools. It's incredible what they've got out there. And they just hand it over. It's like, here's everything you need for free to be successful at this. And then it's on you. And that's why only people who are emotionally strong can do it. That's when you separate the boys from the men and the girls from the women. That's how you separate, like, all of a sudden, the Trump hater, oh, all these rich people, these people get everything, privilege, all that goes out the fucking door. And you've been given all the same tools, all the same opportunities, and you're either going to pass or fail. We're going to find out who can do it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing that these opportunities are out here. Even on the emotional intelligence part, even stuff on that about how to get better at that, you know. I mean, if you're a psycho fucking Twitter user, you'll never get better at it. There's no point in entertaining the fucking thought you can do it. Hire a professional. But, I mean, you worry. You're sitting there, your legs are fucking bouncing and stuff because it's going down and not up. You know, just you're nervous. You're a nervous trader. You can get better at that. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's incredible what's out there. I know I sound like I'm trying to sell you on starting investing in things, and I'm not really doing that because there's all kinds of that crap out there. But like I told you, my goal is for you to look at the world around you and see opportunity. If I've got to be hardcore shit to get you to do it, I will. I don't apologize for anything. I just want you to look. I've told you that before. Just go look. Fuck it. It's free. Go look. Learn about it. I'll tell you what's going to happen. You can write this down and tell me if I'm fucking wrong. Well, no, you can't. I use this platform because there's no comment section. So, no, you can't. I guess you can't do that. But you can still write it down and see if I was wrong. You're going to open it up. You're going to look at a stock. You're going to look at it's called a chart. Fucking, it's a graph to me, but whatever. You know, it's called a stock chart. You look at a chart, you're going to see the lines and see what it's doing. And you're going to be looking at all these new terms in this new language, and there's numbers everywhere and shit you can click on, and you don't know what any of that shit means. And it's overwhelming. Like, you just, I don't even know what the fuck I'm looking at. That's day one. Then day two, you go back. And you're still kind of overwhelmed. But you're exploring the platform. You're kind of digging around and learning. You're learning what tabs click on. Oh, so here's where my statement is. This is the balance. I see. So this is how much money I have. And then so here's where you type in the whatever stock you want to buy. I see. And you start learning. But you're still overwhelmed. And you come back on day three. Like, all right, I'm going to buy a stock. I'm just going to buy one share of something. I don't know. And then you start shopping and you go Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, you name off all that, Walmart, McDonald's. You go and you look and you're like, Jesus Christ, some of these are really expensive. And you learn. And you're learning. You're learning some of these goddamn things are pricey. Some of them are cheaper. You're thinking Bank of America, Wells Fargo. Most people probably don't know what Goldman Sachs is, but J.P. Morgan or Chase Bank. You start looking. You're looking around, looking. You find one. You're like, I can afford that one. So you buy a stock. Well, now you bought one. You know how it's done. about a week later, you know, you've been kind of watching it. It goes up, it goes down. You get scared of shit because you see all them red numbers. You're not real sure what they mean. You're looking at it, trying to find out what's going on, and there's nothing there. There's no way to know what's going on. And it's because nobody knows what the fuck's going on. It's just, they do that, you know. Some cars slow down and they go faster, and sometimes the speed limit's different, and just fucking, that's life. Some, you don't live in a perfect world. Sometimes they go down a little bit, you know, and maybe you lose your money. Maybe you go down like $5 or $6 on that when you're like, fuck, it's never going to go back up. Some time goes by, all right, fuck it, and you sell it. Right then, people either give up or they go look for another one. Some time goes by, you start to get comfortable. You start to know what that chart says. You start to understand what some of these words mean. Like, oh, historical volatility, 400%. Jesus fucking Christ. And then you realize that what that means is that stock can deviate from where it's at 400% up or down. You're like, wow, this stock's a piece of shit. And then all of a sudden, everybody who's like trading and been doing it for a while, they look at you and they go, yeah, that stock's a piece of shit. Welcome to having just a little bit more experience. You're learning. You know what I'm saying? And you start getting good at it. You start looking a little bit different. Now what you're typing in that search is different. And you've heard me mention this before. You start asking better fucking questions. The quality of your search is now higher, and you start finding better answers. Then you start finding, you're like, wow, this one's not a piece of shit. You go and you're looking at all the different charts. There's a minute chart, a 5-minute chart, an hour chart, a 4-hour chart, a year chart, a daily chart, weekly chart. You're like, man, this damn thing just, it looks like it just, it goes up. That's what it does. It goes down a little bit, but man, it goes way up, and then it only goes down a little. And it goes way up again. This one looks like a good one. And what you did is you probably found one that, yeah, everybody buys that one and they hang on to it because it does that. It's not too good to be true. Some shit just fucking works out because life's happening for you and not to you. You just need to learn. You need to learn to ask better questions. You need to learn how to find the good stuff. You need to learn what you're looking for. You want to find that information. There's no fucking Illuminati, man. I've told people this, and I say it with love. I am a hardcore, very harsh, very calloused man. I know I am. I grew up bad. It made me tough. I'm not just trying to be overly harsh on everybody. It's not me being not constructive. I'm saying it the way I say it for a reason. It's because it's true, okay? There ain't no fucking Illuminati. There's no QAnon. There's no secret society. There's no fucking temple for the elite. The elite. That's fucking retarded. That's what losers say. You know what that is? That is not different than the little fucking pussy teenager who thinks that he sucks at Call of Duty because he doesn't have a $1,200 mouse for his computer. Oh, well, this mouse only has such and such milliseconds of click timing. There's this latency. That's not why you suck at Call of Duty. You suck at Call of Duty because you suck at Call of Duty. That's why. Okay? That's what it is. All right? Michael Jordan can beat you at basketball, not because he has privilege, but because he is fucking significantly better than you at basketball, and you need to get over it. Same goes with this. You need to learn how to do it. And the best way to learn is experience, hands-on experience. Use a simulator where you don't have to trade with real money. You can try things, and you can go through all that risk and all that struggle where you get stuff wrong, because you will. You're going to lose money. And you can do it in a simulator, and it's not real money. You can fuck up all you want to. And then one day you got it right, and you go, well, okay. And you try it with real money. But don't be blind about it. Don't attempt to blindly follow me, them, anybody. Take your time. Go slow. Do it right. Learn. Learn the language. Learn everything that you can do. You will get to a point where you're asking questions that serve you in a much better fashion, in a much better way. They serve you more than the questions you're asking now. You know, think about what you ask of life, of the world, when you're wondering things, when you're curious, when you want more out of life, you're not happy for whatever reason, what questions are you asking? Are you asking questions that are disempowering? Questions that affirm that you'll never make it? Are you asking questions that affirm that people have some secret? Is there this presupposition in this language that you're using where it's like, what secret society are all the rich people in? How do the top 1% elites do it and we can't? What do they know that we don't know? These are questions that don't help you. They affirm your current beliefs that are holding you back and making you not invest in your future. When you ask questions like, how do I trade on the stock market? You're going to find out how. When you ask questions like, what makes profitable traders profitable? You're going to find out what that is. Is it possible to become a millionaire? For the average person to become a millionaire? How can an average person become a millionaire? You're going to find answers to those questions. If you ask fucking stupid, crazy, hateful questions, you're going to get fucking stupid, crazy, hateful answers. And those answers are going to outrage you. And you're going to be on Twitter making up fucking genders like a goddamn fucking idiot. Like everybody else does. But if you ask questions that empower you, what are things that I am great at that would make me good at finance? What are my strengths that could potentially make me successful with money? What do I have going for me? Don't ask, what do they have going for them? What do you have going for you? For example, I grew up really rough. I had a very bad childhood. Very neglected, abusive childhood. It was really bad. Very, 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 very bad. Extremely bad. Worse than you probably realize. I've got friends that have known me for 15 years. I can tell they still to this day don't fully understand just how bad it was. I don't experience emotions like some people. It made me hard. That hardness, that emotional intelligence is a blessing in trading. You can't shake me with a red candle on a stock chart. Oh no, it's going down. Man, like I've not been through fucking worse than that, you know? It ended up being a blessing. That's a positive way to think about it. That's an empowering way to think. Hell, I did good the other day. Yesterday. I did good yesterday. Did good Friday. Did good Thursday. Yesterday was really good. But, you know, it's ask better questions, get better answers. Better answers equal higher quality progress. Better progress. Again, just go look. Don't put any money in there. Go look. If you use TD Ameritrade and you use their trading platform Thinkorswim, you're going to be overwhelmed all over again when you open up Thinkorswim. Thinkorswim has delayed data and delayed quotes where it's not real time. The stock price updates every 15 minutes or something like that. The reason for that is because you need at least $500 in your TD Ameritrade account. And if you have that in there, they will give you real time quotes in Thinkorswim. And Thinkorswim's free. You know, they just want you to have a real account, and then that's something that's free that comes with it. Paper money, that's something that you're going to find. There's live trading, and there's paper money. Paper money is not real money. It's simulated. Those are simulated trades. Live trading is real money. Use a simulator. Spend the next couple of months. Log in once a day when you have time. Yeah, buy and sell some stuff here and there. Fuck, man, you might be good at it. Do not use real money. Really get a feel for it. I'm talking a month, 2 months, 3 months. Simulator only. And get a taste of it. And see what I'm talking about. Learn. I mean it, man. You never know. If you've never tried, you don't know. You might be fucking great at it. You may have a gift for something like that. Maybe it just makes sense. You know, you're like, well, I don't see what the struggle is. I made like $10 yesterday. Hey, that's badass. If you made a dollar in profit, that's fucking outstanding, man. That's phenomenal. Not a lot of people actually make money. Most people lose money. So if you're coming out of that and you're like, fuck, I made a dollar. Like, that's like, you smacked it out of the park, man. That's good. And you develop that and you get better and you get better and you get better. And who knows what you can accomplish. But definitely use a simulator. Do not attempt to trade with real money until you have put a significant amount of time into a simulator. I mean that. Do it right. Well, fuck all that. I want to make money now. See, you're already, that's emotional shit. You're already making emotional decisions. You're going to lose all your fucking money. That was the first thing I talked about. You're already not listening to somebody who knows. You're already going and making shit up in your head, and you're going to go fuck it all up. That's what you're going to do. Use a simulator and learn how to do it. You don't know how to do it. You don't know what it's really about. No YouTube video is going to show you. Go and do it. Watch some YouTube videos. Learn some trading strategies. But just because you watched a YouTube video doesn't mean you're a profitable trader. You have to go actually do it yourself and see how the decision-making process plays out and see if you're one to do things like that. And remember, don't go day trade and do crazy shit. Like, you need to learn what you're doing. Learn what you're doing. Learn about the pattern day trade rule, day trader rule. Learn how to do it right. Really know your stuff. And in a couple of months of using a simulator, having a couple hundred hours under your belt, learning about all the stuff that you can learn about and being well versed, then and only then, try it with real money. And do not use money that you cannot afford to lose, because you will still lose money. There's still going to be red days. But it's a very good idea to learn how to use the stock market. It is a tool for you. Stocks, bonds, ETFs, index funds, mutual funds if you're into that. But learn what you're doing. Learn what you're doing. Options, futures, Forex. Learn what you're doing. Make sure you know what you're doing. And don't ever, do not ever buy anything pink sheet OTC. Don't waste your fucking time on OTC stocks. That's the only financial advice I'm ever going to give you. Do not use pink sheet OTC stocks. Matter of fact, here's another piece of financial advice. Do not use Robinhood. That is not a fucking real broker. Use a real broker. No one takes you seriously if you're using Robinhood. That is a stupid little Trump hater fucking Twitter app. Don't fucking use it. If you knew how many people have gotten hurt using that bullshit, do not use Robinhood. I don't care what anybody says. Do not fucking use Robinhood. Stay away from Reddit. Stay away from Twitter. Stay away from Instagram and Facebook. There's nothing on there worth reading at all. Learn the right way. And you never know. See what happens. Go at it going, hell, I don't know. Let's see what happens. You might amaze yourself. The world's fucking awesome, I'm telling you. You're going to find out that the world is fucking awesome. I'm telling you, you're going to find out how great it is. But anyhow, this was fun. I like sitting and sharing things, being real. You know what I mean? I love doing that. sharing and talking. And I like to, when I learn something cool, I like to pass that on. So here's what I found out, you know, if you don't care, you don't care, but I might pass that on and somebody might be like, you know, man, I'm averaging like an extra $10 a day. I mean, fuck, imagine life, $10 a day. You never have to buy, gas again. It's free. Your lunch is free for life. $10 a fucking day. That's an extra $50 a week. Market's closed on Saturday and Sunday. That's an extra $50 a week, an extra $200 a month. Just $10, man, a day. Little bitty, you know, or $5. That's still awesome. That's pretty cool. Life's happening for you, not to you. It's full of opportunities. I hope you hear my hardcore, abrasive, calloused fucking ass say all this stuff. And I hope you're like, man, he's lost his goddamn fucking mind. That guy's crazier than hell. He is harsh. But he's got a point, you know. And then you go and explore and you find the next step. And you end up somehow, some way, me being hardcore as shit, you found a way to be a better spouse, partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, mom, dad, son, daughter, friend, you know. That's what matters to me. You don't have to be my friend. You don't have to like what I say. You don't have to agree. But if I can just plant one little seed, man, and you'll go smile just a little bit more, I'll be a happy guy. Have a good one. Take care. Enjoy. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next time. Thanks for listening. All two of you.